Okay, deep breath. We're live. What's going on, everyone? If you're watching this live, it is a Sunday morning here in the United States, but Semra is watching from Turkey. I'm sure it's a little bit later there. Ario, believe Indonesia, right? Welcome, Ario. Sita, she's around my time in Brazil. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. If you're listening on replay, hello, I'm waving to you. If you're listening to the podcast, you can't see me, but I did just wave. Nirana, how are you? Azerbaijan, soccer, right? Baku, some soccer games going on there. And the podcast, there's a podcast episode coming out, Learn American English with this guy, and we're ranked in Azerbaijan, like really high for my podcast, at least. I think we're like number 12 or something for language learning podcasts. So maybe you're listening to the podcast, but if not, there are some Azerbaijanis that are. So thank you so much. Maybe you're in Baku. Hey, Anya, what's going on, Anya? Amina, how are you? So this might be a total disaster, this lesson. I don't know. We're going to just wing it. We're going to see how it goes. I have some material gathered, hopefully to help you learn some English. We're going to be reading from the Simple English page about Phoenix, Arizona. Last week, I think we did Boston. So we were on the East Coast of the United States. I wanted to find a city on the West Coast. And either way, you're going to learn about Phoenix. That's fine. But the other thing is you're going to listen to a native speaker, hopefully speaking clearly, hopefully speaking at a pace that is comfortable for you, and listening. You know, it's one of the best ways to learn English, listening. So think of this as a free audiobook, a free audio track, and then you get to see my face. So the problem with the face, though, maybe we should talk about that for a second. It's in a weird phase. The beard is coming back. The skin is tan, but not tan. I was out in the sun. So maybe just look away. See that's so nice. My disasters are never, I can't even read it right. So there's a disaster right there. My lessons are never a disaster. Well, I thank you for that, but I'm always trying to get better. Hello, how are you? I wish I could say your name. I can't, and I don't even dare guess the script. That might be Japanese, though. And shout out to Miho. Look, my shirt says Tokyo. She sent this shirt to me from Japan. So if you are from Japan, my friend, welcome. If you're not from Japan, welcome anyway. So let's get into this lesson. We got some, hey, Julia's here. Welcome. We have some shadowing practice to do. We have some phrasal verbs. We can't escape the phrasal verbs. They are always around, right? And then we'll talk about, I think, a difficult preposition, along and next to, by, it can be a little tricky. So we'll talk about along and then we'll compare it to some other prepositions. So Rod's here. What's going on, my man? So the article is right here and I would like to share that with you. Boom. We'll bring that up. Make it big. I see you, Ario. Hawaii, right? We're on the cities right now, but Hawaii. We'll do that at some point. I think that was the winner on the other channel. Hey, happy Father's Day to all those dads out there. Nice. My family is sleeping. So I thought, you know, my daughter's at work. Maddie's here. What's going on, man? Enjoyed that interview yesterday. You nailed it, buddy. You nailed it. So my family's sleeping right now. So I thought, let's go on. Let's go do some live. They did give me some gifts, though. But I thought if I could teach some English here early in the morning for me, then spend the rest of the day with them, it's a win-win. Let me see. It's a win-win. So when two good things can happen in English, we often say it's a win-win situation. I get to teach English. I love doing it. Then I can spend time with my family later on when they wake up. It's a win-win. Good Father's Day. Good Father's Day. All right. Let's talk about Phoenix, Arizona here. The first thing we might want to do, take a look at the map. They didn't provide a map for this one? Well, that doesn't help us very much. Let's see if we can find a map of Arizona at least. So there is the United States, all 50 of them. You can see that, can't you? Yeah, you can. Let me make it bigger though. And the red dot there, the red square, that's Arizona. So we would say Arizona is in the southwestern part of the United States. And we're going to be talking about Arizona's capital city. Like I said, we were in Boston last week. Let's go to the west. West, not West Coast, though. I don't believe, make it a little bigger. See, we wouldn't call this the West Coast because no part of Arizona actually touches the coast. This would be the West Coast right there. Pretty much only three states. You got Washington, you got Oregon, and you got California. These three states here. Alaska, yeah, I mean, I guess it's the West Coast. But when Americans say the West Coast, we do not think of Alaska. You know, we don't even think of Hawaii either. That's just out there. But I think Hawaii will be the next state we talk about on the other channel. And when we talk about West Coast, we're probably talking about like Los Angeles and California, but there's some big cities. Seattle is up here. Portland, Oregon. You might hear some people say Oregon or Oregon. It's got two pronunciations. But there is a Portland, Oregon. That's how I say it. And then there is a Portland, Maine, not far from where I live. What just happened there? I did not want that to do that. Let's just talk about another city that we might do in the future on this channel. And it's New Orleans, which is how I say it. But you might also hear it called New Orleans. So two different pronunciations for the same city. English, right? So strange. So let's get back to Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll learn a little bit about Phoenix now that we know just a little bit about the state. Phoenix is the capital and the largest city in the U.S. state of Arizona. There is a typo in this second sentence. That's the problem with Wikipedia. Sometimes there are typos, but the good thing about Wikipedia is there is so much information. What do you think, Wikipedia? It's 90% accurate, maybe 95% accurate, but it's free, which is what I like about it. And so Amina says her favorite state is Washington. Washington. When I think of Washington, I think of apples. Washington is known as the Apple State. I think of a lot of rain. Seattle receives a lot of rain. Oh, thanks, Julia. I try to do a good job with the reading. I hope it helps, but it's always so nice to hear. Yeah, Miho. Miho is in the house. Thank you so much for the shirt, by the way. I'm wearing it today. I wore it in a video last week, I think. And then I need to wear the other one. It's a cool color blue. I will get on that. New York. New York is a good state. We did that on the other channel. That's kind of a crazy state because I think when people think of New York, you're like, boom, New York City. But there's so much to New York that it's almost two different places. You have New York City. Yeah, I know it's in New York State, But New York City is so different from those other cities like Buffalo and Albany, Rochester. So interesting state there, New York. Of course, my favorite state, it's got to be Maine, right? Because I live there. Alabama, I'm a big fan of Alabama as well. Got the Statue of Liberty there, Marty. Statue of Liberty. Yeah, New York's a pretty cool place. I've been there a couple times. My daughter is a big fan. We went there for her 13th birthday. Yeah, all four of us, my four family members, went there for her 13th birthday. All right, I am highlighting this in blue. I am going to read it exactly as it is written, but then we are going to talk about how it should have been written. How's that tense for you? The city is the county seat of Maricopa County. Here's the sentence that has the typo. It is the largest capital city in the United States and the only capital with over more than a million people. Okay, so we have some problems there. Let's talk about how it should be written, and it can be written two different ways. And I've highlighted the two different ways. Okay, we're going to be talking about more than and over. Both mean the same thing. Put the glasses on for more accurate reading right here. If you're watching on replay, you can pause this and practice shadowing. I think if you're live, you can pause it too. So, it is the largest capital city in the United States and the only capital with more than a million people. That's one way. Here's the other way. It is the largest capital city in the United States and the only capital with over a million people. Both ways are correct. So what does that sentence mean? Basically, Phoenix is the capital of Arizona. Every state has a capital. My state, the capital is Augusta. Augusta. But the largest city in Maine is actually Portland. So if you think about those big cities in the United States, New York City, it's our biggest city, but it's not the capital of New York. And California, another big state, big city, the second biggest city is Los Angeles, but that's not the capital of the state. The capital of California is, does anybody know without looking it up? Does anybody know? Amigo, thank you so much. The capital of California, it's a tough one. Just like Florida, the, you know, big city, Miami, but it's not the capital. The capital is Tallahassee. And then our friend whose name I can't say nailed it. Sacramento is indeed the capital of California. Yeah, very nicely done. Very nicely done. Oh, Ario, big fan of Japan. Yeah. I don't know if I can actually spell this, but if you want, let's see. If you want, I don't think I spelled that correctly. But if you want to know the name of someone who loves, oh, did they change it? So you can have, let's see, I didn't plan on doing this. Okay, yeah, I got it right here. So I guess you can be a Japanophile if you love Japan. So in English, are they saying this is wrong? Okay. Spell check is saying this is wrong, but if you love, whoa, if you love Japan, in English, you can call yourself a Nipponophile. A Nipponophile is someone who loves Japan, and there are actually a lot of Americans because of anime and because of video games. You can say Japanophile, I believe, because that's what it said when I looked it up, but I've always heard nipponophile. So I can write both of those down just in case. You know? This spell check is saying this is wrong too, but Japanophile. So we're not talking about Japan today, but I thought, you know, you're here, I'm here, a little bit of English. Anytime you put file at the end of an English word, it means love. It means love. Japanophile. Okay, Sam. I got you, Sam. All right. That's awesome. So that's what that means. It's the largest capital city in the United States, and it's the only capital with over 1 million people. What is this, Monty? There are 40 capitals smaller than other cities around the world. All right. Crazy. And Mahdi is from Saudi Arabia, and the capital of Saudi Arabia is it Riyadh? I think it's Riyadh, isn't it? Riyadh. And I learned yesterday that Mahdi does not live in Riyadh. He lives in the northern part of Saudi Arabia. And I'm wondering, is that the part that has mountains? The adjective would be mountainous. Is that the mountainous part of Saudi Arabia? All right, let's get back to the reading here. I hope this is helping with your English. Hope you're becoming a better English speaker, better English listener. If you don't mind, hit that thumbs up button. And I am getting the message that my internet is not exactly working well. What? We pay a lot of money for the internet. Let's see. Let's do a test here. Test. My internet speed. Okay, we're going to run a test and see how this works. It's going pretty well. Looks like it's pretty. Just let me know if you're having any problems with the upload speed. It's not the best, but it's okay. I'm sure in Japan it's much higher. Japan is known. Okay. So Mahdi says there are deserts and mountains that surround his city. Nice. Yeah, Ario. Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Trying to teach a little English today. Hopefully it's helping you. All right, let's get back into the reading. As I said a minute ago, we'll read these right here. Ooh, tough word. I actually had to look this word up to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly. The city is along the normally dry salt river. And we'll talk about along in a minute. It became a city on February 25th, 1881. People who live in Phoenix are known as Phoenicians. Phoenicians. That's a tough word right there. And like I said, I had to look that up to make sure I would be pronouncing it correctly. Let's take a look at the preposition along. All right, because this can get a little confusing because all of these mean almost the same thing. They mean almost the same thing here. So when you have something along, if you remember, take the glasses off, that my face is bigger now. It said that the city was along the river. So you could say next to, you could say by, you could say beside. They all pretty much mean the same thing. But when you talk about along, it has long in the word. So think of long. It's basically like they are touching each other more. Like I could stand beside a building. I could stand next to a building, but I really wouldn't stand along a building. I wouldn't even say that I'm standing alongside a building. Let's think of a bus. It's much longer. You could say the bus parked along the side of the building. So it just shows a little bit more distance there. Sidewalk. I think in British English, they call it the pavement. But you could say the sidewalk runs along the side of the building, runs along the side of the building. So just a little tricky preposition there, and a little bit deeper meaning, which I hope helps you. They all kind of mean like, you know, my two fingers are next to each other. My finger is by my other finger. But the along is just a little different. Let's check the chat. What's going on in the chat? Anything I should know about? Glasses come back on. All right. It just seems like people are talking with each other. And thank you, Amina. So nice to hear when I'm helping. Yeah, great question, Sam. Alongside. Yeah, we can use pretty much those. I can't think of a time when you couldn't use along or alongside. In fact, in some of those examples, I used alongside. Yeah, great point. Great point, Sam. All right, let's get back to the reading. Next paragraph here. We have two paragraphs here. One, two. You can see they are separated by a space. Well, if you're on the podcast, you can't see, but trust me, there are two pieces of writing and they are separated by a space. So we say they are two paragraphs. Para means next to. Let's talk about that for a second. Paragraph. It literally means, I didn't plan on talking about this, but para, next to. Graph, that means? Let's just talk about it. So para means next to. If you've ever heard the word paranoid, you always believe someone is next to you, someone is out to get you if you are paranoid. But paragraph literally means two pieces of writing next to each other. Think about autograph, if you've ever heard that. An autograph is when somebody writes their own name. An auto means itself. So an automobile runs by itself. You just have to push on the pedal, but it will go by itself. So Latin and Greek roots, always good to know. Julia, that's also good to know. She says, we are listening to you, Brent, very carefully. Yeah, let's talk about listening for a second too. We have active listening, and I love doing that. As some of you know, I'm learning Italian. I've been going on these long walks for the last couple of weeks. I will put in my Italian and I will do my best to actively listen. And when I'm actively listening, I'm listening, trying to comprehend, trying to understand what the speaker is saying. But sometimes my mind wanders and I start passive listening. And you know, that's okay. That's okay. It's better than no listening. But if you're listening very carefully, like Julia says, we would say that's active listening. Active listening. All right. Hopefully that's good. Let's get back to the reading. I think I said that quite a few times, and we often don't get back to the reading. Glasses back on. Let's make the screen big so you can see. Here we go. Uh-oh. Now, this is a hard part here because we have some big numbers. Big numbers are always difficult to say in other languages. And some people have trouble saying big numbers in their own language. You know what I should do? I should take a sip of water. We have this big word, big number. Phoenix had about 1,475,834 people in 2005. It is the fifth largest city in the United States in the 2000 census. So this information is a little bit old. We have had two censuses since 2000 in the United States. A census will come out every 10 years. And what it does is it counts the number of people in the country. So we had a census in 2010. believe it or not, we actually had a census in 2020. It's very difficult to do, but every person in the United States has to be counted. Quick story. Glasses are off. I forgot to fill out my census. The census usually comes to your door through the mail in about January or February. They really want to try to count the number of people as possible. Well, I had my mind on something else back then in 2020. If you can kind of remember, there was this thing going around the world. It's still going around. CETA and anyone else who's watching in Brazil, I just saw on the news that 500,000 people have died from the thing that I don't want to say. YouTube doesn't like it when you say that thing. So, you know, thoughts and prayers and positive vibes and all that stuff to the people of Brazil. Not a good time there. 500,000 people, that's a lot of people. So my mind was elsewhere. I didn't fill out my census. And guess what? Somebody actually came to my door. I was outside. And they said, sir, could you fill this out and mail it back to us? I said, oh, I'm sorry. We were outside. They had a mask. I didn't have a mask. But he said, I'm just going to leave it on your doorstep. I said, okay, I'll fill it out. I promise I will. And there are only a couple questions for the census, like how many people live in your household? What is your native language? They do ask that. What is your race? I think they even ask gender. I can't remember, but there aren't a lot of questions on the census. It's super easy to fill out. I just forgot. My mind was elsewhere. I was thinking about other things. Just checking the chat. Yeah. Amina says living is very important. You know, I might say it might be the most important. Yeah. I don't know. But that's just my opinion. You know, that it just whatever works best for you. But I think listening might be the most important. Scott's in here. I didn't know there was a Scott. How are you? Welcome. This is your first time here. Welcome. If this is your seventh time here, welcome. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the city of Phoenix, but that's just one thing we're talking about. It's just one way we're learning other things about English. We're talking about censuses. We're talking about Latin and Greek roots. We're talking about prepositions. And still have, you know, I know you're listening carefully. Mio's, you know, English. It's getting really good. She's been working really, really hard. It's awesome. And Japanese is such a different language from English. It's tough. But glad you're here, Scott. Glad you're here. We'll go for a few more minutes here. Try to improve everybody's English. And of course, you can you know, watch this on replay. Amina, thanks so much for the comment yesterday. You said you watch some of my videos as often as much as seven times. And I said back to you, you know, if it's helping you, watch it seven times. But there are definitely some videos, some lessons in Italian that I have watched or listened to many, many times. Repetition really helps. So it's interesting. The brain likes repetition. The brain likes new things, but it also likes hearing the same thing several times over and over. There, I use an app called Link to help me, and it tracks the number of times I listen to something. There are some times that I've listened to certain lessons more than 30 times. They're short. They're about 6 or 7 minutes long, but I will just have that play over and over. So my brain gets used to the language. All right, a couple more sentences here. And I think we'll be done for the day. You'll get your English lesson in for the day on this Sunday. The next one, let's just go right here, highlighted in blue. Phoenix is a very large city. It has an area of 515 square miles. This makes it the 10th largest city by area. So we've talked about it being the fifth largest city by population. That means the number of people. Now we're talking about the actual size, the actual number of miles it takes up on Earth. Takes up, English phrasal verb. So it's the 10th biggest city by area, which lets us know this is a massive city. It is very big in area. Maybe not as big, or when we talk about population density, we're talking about the number of people that live in a mile. So if you know anything about Taiwan, and I will be talking with Yawen, she's from Taiwan, tomorrow. She won a contest that I had on the other channel. So I will be talking with her tomorrow. She lives in Taiwan. The people there live very close together. They will live in skyscrapers. So I think Taiwan is one of the most densely populated places on Earth. Think of Bangladesh. Think of Hong Kong. Densely packed people. Arizona is a big city like this, but it also has a big population. So the people might not live as closely together as they do in Hong Kong, Bangladesh. Amina is from Canada. Canada is known for having few people, lots of land. Canada is the second biggest country on Earth, but the population is quite small. So people are spread out in Canada. Spread out. That's another English phrasal verb. But of course, if you go to the cities of Toronto or Vancouver, I don't know, maybe Ottawa too, Amina, you know, the people will be a little bit more close together. Tried to do some comparison there for you as well. Comparing two things is often very difficult in English. It's very, very difficult in other languages too. Yeah, Anya, sending out some positive vibes from Germany. Yeah, Brazil is, you know, is still struggling. Here in the United States, things are good. We're not wearing masks. Social distancing, probably not, you know, not too much. There was a concert last night, one of my favorite bands. The singer, just the singer, put on a performance, put on another English phrasal verb, and it was a big venue, but there was social distancing, and you had to prove that you were vaccinated. So things are getting back to normal here, and hopefully they can get back to normal around the world soon. Good question, Alina. No, I have never been to Arizona. The closest I have been is San Francisco, which isn't that close. San Francisco is a long state, and San Francisco is in the northern part of that state. But I would like to mention that Arizona is very popular for snowbirds. The heck? Snowbirds. Gotta hydrate. Does anybody know what snowbirds is? Arizona on the West Coast and Florida on the East Coast, very popular states for snowbirds. Look, hey, Ario, this is amazing. Side note, while people might be checking out what snowbirds are and why Arizona is so popular, but Ario says, listening to SpongeBob, Huge. I agree. In Italian, Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is my jam. Peppa Pig. Oh, good, Marty. It's clear. Okay. What I just went over, though, with comparing the density, that was upper level English. All right. Yeah, Marty. Sending out some positive vibes. The world has been through a lot in the past year. I have not lost any family members. I'm thankful for that. But I have had friends whose parents passed away from the virus. One of Jamie's former students passed away from the virus. He was in his 30s. But luckily for me, I haven't had anybody close to me pass away, but I do know many people who have had that unfortunate circumstance. Just awful. Just awful. Snowbirds. Okay, so you've heard it because of Florida. So what snowbirds are, and I'm a little young for this. I think most of us in here are a little young for being a snowbird, but in my state of Maine, it gets very cold in the winter. And so a lot of people will live here in the and sorry, will leave here in the winter. These are mostly retired people. They will have a home in Maine, but in the winter, when it gets cold up here, they will fly down to Florida to spend the time down south, just like birds do. So a lot of birds where I live, maybe where you live too, they fly south for the winter, which is why we call them snowbirds. On the West Coast, let's say if you're living in Amina's favorite state of Washington and you're a snowbird, you might go to Arizona. You might go to Arizona. It is a popular place for people to retire. Whew. That's a pretty good shadowing sentence right there because of all the P's. I'll say it again. It is a popular place for people to retire. You can practice on your P sounds right there. P sounds. Yeah. Boom. Anya. Couldn't have said it better myself. She says, old people who retire in the South. It's exactly right. So Anya's from Germany. Do you have snowbirds in Germany? If so, where did they go? Do they go to Portugal? Do they go to Spain? Do they go to Morocco? Do they go to Greece? I can see snowbirds in Germany flying south for the winter. And Ario, yeah, Brazil is on our mind this morning for sure, for sure. Let's practice one more shadowing sentence. This is later on in the article. And there's one difficult word in here. The early economy of Phoenix was mostly agricultural. Going to say that a couple times, but I want to talk about what a couple of those words in that sentence mean. Economy, think of money. Whenever you hear economy, think of money. Whenever you hear agricultural, think of farming. So that sentence means the early way people made money in Phoenix was through farming. The early economy of Phoenix was mostly agricultural. Agricultural. That L sound at the end is a tough one. I'm not gonna lie. That's a tough one. Agricultural. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hawaii. Hawaii. I would love to visit Hawaii. I'd like to go to Arizona, Alina says, because my favorite singer was born there. So it would be very exciting to travel there. I'm curious now. Alina, who is your favorite singer? I can't think of a singer from Arizona. Please, in the chat, Alina, tell us, who is your favorite singer? Who is your favorite singer? All right. I think that is just about it. I'm just waiting for Alina to tell us her favorite singer. Come on. We need to hear that. Maybe you'll write it in the chat after. What time is it? Is it 9 o'clock? Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. So on my other channel, there are some channel members, and Anya will probably be heading over there soon. I'm going to stop in on the Discord server. So agricultural. There you go. Agricultural. Yeah. Who's your favorite singer? Alina. Come on. My favorite singer probably is, I don't know. I like Dave Matthews Band. That's definitely an American band, but I don't think he has a great voice. He has an okay voice. No way. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. All right, Elena. Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. I mean, Alina, Amina, I have fun. I have fun doing this. I don't want to make this too long because it can get overwhelming. There's a lot of information packed into this lesson. Feel free, watch it again if you have to. Practice that shadowing, pause it at different moments. All right, and I'm going to head over to the Discord server. I think there are some links probably if you want to become a member and join us over there. But either way, probably 10, 12 people talking in there. It's a nice time on a Sunday morning for me. So thank you so much for watching this. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I'm Brent. This is American English Guy 2. Hey, maybe next week we'll do another city. Leave a comment. What city should we do next?